DeepEnglish.com. Eternal Life, Active Speaking, Part C. When Martine became a woman, they told their children not to worry. When Martine became a woman, what did they tell their children? When Martine became a woman, they told their children not to worry. Martine said, "I'm still going to be your dad. I'm not changing. I'm only changing physically. I'm going to be like a butterfly." Did Martine say, "I'm still going to be your dad. I'm not changing"? Yes, Martine said, "I'm still going to be your dad. I'm not changing." Did he also say, "I'm only changing physically"? Yes, he also said, "I'm only changing physically." What did he compare himself to? He compared himself to a butterfly. Martine abandoned her brainchild, Sirius Radio, when her actual child became seriously ill. When did Martine abandon her brainchild, Sirius Radio? Martine abandoned her brainchild, Sirius Radio, when her actual child became seriously ill. The 8-year-old had developed pulmonary arterial hypertension. What had the 8-year-old developed? The 8-year-old had developed pulmonary arterial hypertension. The doctors gave her just 3 months to live. How long did the doctors give her to live? The doctors gave her just 3 months to live. With her daughter's life on the line, Martine decided to take the problem into her own hands. What was on the line? Her daughter's life was on the line. What did Martine decide to take into her own hands? Martine decided to take the problem into her own hands. She became CEO of a pharmaceutical company. What did she become? She became CEO of a pharmaceutical company. She used her position to research and create the drugs which would save her child and the lives of tens of thousands of other people around the world. Did she research and create the drugs which would save her child? Yes, she researched and created the drugs which would save her child. Who else would the drugs save? The drugs would also save the lives of tens of thousands of other people around the world. Martine is often called an entrepreneur and a genius. What is Martine often called? Martine is often called an entrepreneur and a genius. She describes herself as a transhumanist, someone who believes technology can liberate humans from their biological limits. What does she describe herself as? She describes herself as a transhumanist. Is a transhumanist someone who believes technology can liberate humans from their biological limits? Yes, a transhumanist is someone who believes technology can liberate humans from their biological limits. She believes technology can conquer disease and even death. Does she believe technology can conquer anything? No, she doesn't believe technology can conquer anything. She believes technology can conquer disease and even death. She now pours her energies into developing a robot version of her wife, Bina. What does she now pour her energies into developing? She now pours her energies into developing a robot version of her wife, Bina. Martine thinks that software will soon have consciousness. What does Martine think will soon have consciousness? Martine thinks software will soon have consciousness. She believes in a new dawn where humans will live alongside mind clones. Does she believe in a new dawn where humans will live alongside mind clones? Yes, she believes in a new dawn where humans will live alongside mind clones. Mind clones will be digital replicas of our current selves. What will mind clones be? Mind clones will be digital replicas of our current selves. Did the fear of nearly losing her daughter make Martine realize how fragile life is? Is that what inspired her to create a digital version of her wife? Or was it because she was a transgender person who appreciates the human potential for transformation? Martine named the robot version of her wife Bina 48. It stands for Breakthrough Intelligence via Natural Architecture. What did Martine name the robot version of her wife? Martine named the robot version of her wife Bina 48. What does it stand for? It stands for Breakthrough Intelligence via Natural Architecture. She created a head and bust version of her wife. It has her flaws, her humor, her mocha-colored skin, and her facial expressions. What did she create? She created a head and bust version of her wife. Does it have her flaws, her humor, her mocha-colored skin, and her facial expressions? Yes, it has her flaws, her humor, her mocha-colored skin, and her facial expressions. It contains information gleaned from hundreds of hours of interviews with the real Bina. Where was the information that it contains gleaned from? The information that it contains was gleaned from hundreds of hours of interviews with the real Bina. You can now buy a Bina 48 model from Martine's company, the TerraSem Movement. What can you now buy from Martine's company? You can now buy a Bina 48 model from Martine's company. What is Martine's company called? Martine's company is called the TerraSem Movement. She has become something of a poster child for the techno-immortality movement. What movement has she become something of a poster girl for? She has become something of a poster girl for the techno-immortality movement. Robot reincarnation may become a fact of life in the future. What may become a fact of life in the future? Robot reincarnation may become a fact of life in the future. For now, critics argue there's more to a person than the data mined from their experiences and intellect. Do critics argue there's more to a person than the data mined from their experiences and intellect? Yes, critics argue there's more to a person than the data mined from their experiences and intellect. Seeking immortality is driven by the oldest fear of all, the inevitability of death. What is the oldest fear of all? The inevitability of death is the oldest fear of all. The first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, lived thousands of years ago. Which emperor of China lived thousands of years ago? The first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, lived thousands of years ago. Our technology would be alien to him. The quest for immortality would not. What would be alien to him? Our technology would be alien to him. Would the quest for immortality be alien to him? No, the quest for immortality would not be alien to him.